This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're live. Welcome to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, a very competitive, awesome Tom Chenault, and truly one of the leaders of leaders that, of all time, who we love, Dr. Luis Arriaza. How are you, Dad?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's Luis Arriaza. How are you, baby? I'm telling all of you. I'm not asking you a question yet. I'm introducing you. I am telling all of you, there's nobody like this guy. You just can't believe it. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, starts praying, does all that jazz. Then he goes and works out like crazy. He's got these three boys that are just monomaniacal about personal development and athletics and at the academics like he is. His wife is one of the premier trainers of network marketing women on the planet. This is a family of success, doing all the right stuff, giving all glory to God. I don't know anybody like him. So he's been married a long time. And I don't know how long his two mother-in-laws have lived with him, but it's been forever. One of them, unfortunately, just passed his mother, but Louis's mother. But Avelia's mother is still there, not doing so well. But I'm telling you what, you've never seen anything like this family. And they are who you want to be when you grow up. And I'm telling all of you, big network marketers, little network marketers, whatever you are, you've got something to learn in this hour, and you're going to learn it from the one and only Luis Arriaza at a level you've never heard before. Next week, Darren Prince, agent to Goggins, Tom Brady, all these guys, is going to be on the show showing you how to take your contact list and turn it into mega bang. And that's going to be fun. He's a good friend of mine. He's coming to town to hang with me over the 4th of July. This guy is, he's the guy that put me in the room one-on-one with Magic Johnson for 3 hours. You're going to like next week's show. But right now, we've got the creme of the creme. We got the man. He is the king. And I talk to him every day. He's a dear friend of mine. Never met anybody like him. He's like my mentor, but he tells me he, you know, I'm his. It's a lie. I'm only older. So take it away, Dr. Luis Arriaza. How are you, buddy?
I am wonderful. And again, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Adrian. As I shared this many, many times before, my mentor said this one time, maybe probably the second quote that I best remember and most have used. He said, "You never know how far reaching what you may think or do today will affect the lives of millions tomorrow. It's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. Get the big idea and all else will follow." And so I want to thank you both because you never know. I know, Tom, just like you have changed my life in the last 11 years, we don't know who's listening to this. We don't know who's watching this. We don't know what state of mind they may be in. And that's, you know, just speaking to your dear friend and you just, and you know, this, a word, a message, a thought, a concept, a philosophy can be what people need to get over the hump, get over the day, get over the week, get over the month and change and radically change their life. So, it's always an honor and a privilege. And I am very, very humbled and grateful because I know that you have powerhouse people on the Zoom, on this call with you every single Wednesday. So thank you both very much.
And you're the man. And I'm telling you, if anybody deserves to be front row seat, your daily method of operation, your study of the masters of network marketing and the masters of personal development, I'll go all the way to the Bible and Waddles, whatever his first name is, Wallace Waddles, all this stuff that you come with every day, not every week, not, this isn't a, like a little pithy once a week deal you do. You train all day, every day for the masses, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, again, my mentor said this a long time ago. He said, reasonable men never achieve anything. So my goal has always been to be unreasonable. My goal, you know, sometimes my kids say, gosh, Dad, you're crazy. You have to be a little crazy. You have to be a little crazy to have a legacy leadership. You have to be a little crazy to have to be a on fire, you know, on fire father and on fire husband. You have to be a little crazy to be a millionaire. You have to be a little crazy to live the life that God has called you to live. So there is, you know, I try to live my life as unreasonable as possible. It's not a shtick. It's not a thing that I do. It's just how we live our lives. You know, God has been so incredibly good to us. And it would be a shame for us not to maximize and squeeze every single second out of every day, out of every person, out of every individual. So absolutely, this is just who we are.
And what kind of, I mean, we can't do income claims. It's against the rules. But it's easy for us to say that you have made a wheelbarrow full of money over your career by not doing it yourself, by developing and training leaders. And your entire focus is duplicating yourself and duplicating first mindset, then yourself, and thinking out of the box all the time to make sure that you are on the leading edge of everything. I love that about you.
Thank you. You know, again, I don't want to be redundant, but my mentor told me a long time ago, he said, many people wear a label, but they don't live the brand. And there's a big difference between wearing a label and living a brand. Right, there's a big difference between wearing Louis Vuitton but being Louis, right? There's a difference between wearing Prada and being Prada. There's a difference between buying a football and being Tom Brady. And so our goal has always been to give people a new identity. You know, your friend Elizabeth that was just on with, that we're just chatting it up, she has created a new identity for herself in the space of multi-level marketing, the space that I love so much and I hold so dearly to my heart. We attract so many people, but their identities aren't what they want to do. So they're living a life of duality, right? They want a big life. They want a better life. They want financial stability, but they have an employee mentality. They're taking orders from a manager. So they're just living two different lives, right? So our job, my job, is to reframe them, right? Reframe their life and help them find an identity that's going to help them live a better life. That better doesn't mean that they become millionaires. Better doesn't mean that they buy a mansion. Better just means better than where they are, right? Just a little bit better. And so we begin with that, right? We begin with finding and creating that identity that they so much are looking for. You know, lately I've been sharing with a lot of people that life is just neutral, right? Life is like vanilla ice cream. You go into an ice cream parlor and you say, okay, you want chocolate ice cream? Well, they're going to give you vanilla and they're going to put hot fudge on it. You want strawberry? They're going to give you vanilla and they're going to put strawberry syrup on it. So life is neutral until you and I define it. Doesn't matter what happens to us, whether people perceive it good or people perceive it bad. It only is what it is until you define it. You know my story 11 years ago. My wife and I lost everything. I lost everything. We had absolutely nothing for the first time in our life. We had absolutely no money coming in. But at that moment, I knew that I had the opportunity and the ability to refine, to relabel my situation. I didn't have to label it as a bad situation, as a, oh my goodness, I'm falling into depression and everything's so negative. So when I labeled it in a way that empowered me, things began to work better. So I help one of my goals is just help people to reframe their life, whether they've gone through a divorce, whether they've gone through a bankruptcy, whether they've gone through a setback, whether they've gone through a death. You just mentioned my mom passed away 6 months ago. You know, we had the honor of taking care of my mom. Literally, she lived with us for about 18 years. My mother-in-law, who's going to be 97 in a month, had lived with us for 28 years. And we reframed that. I mean, it's hard to have, you know, to live with your mothers that aren't that healthy. But to us, it brought us honor and it brought us privilege. And we experienced a love that you can't just read in a book. So it's very, very powerful when we begin to not just wear the label, but when we begin to live the brand, whatever that brand may be. For me, the brand is leadership and network marketing. That's my brand. So once we do that, so that's why it's something that we do all the time.
That's awesome. And I think that it's so, whatever you go through in life, there's what happened, and then there's how you choose to respond and to interpret, and the story that you tell yourself about what happened. And those two things are not the same.
Yes.
So talk about, you know, whether it's something from your own experience or something that you've helped someone in your organization to work through. Like, what does it look like to act, like, practically to create that reframing?
So I just got off the phone with a wonderful young lady who had asked me to do a one-on-one, a Zoom. So I said, sure, I'll do the Zoom. And then she called me this morning. This was yesterday. I had agreed to do the Zoom today. She called me this morning. She saw my prospect said that she had things to do and she couldn't attend the Zoom. I said, okay. I said, what do you think? And she said, well, I thought that, you know, she had things to do. I said, look, in life, there's always going to be a leader and there's always going to be a follower all the time. In life, for lack of better terms, either I'm going to close you with my philosophy and my perception, or you're going to close me with your philosophy and your perception. But someone's going to close somebody. It's not a negative thing, because I may want to close you so you can have the life that you want, right? You may, Tom closes me every day. Every day when I call Tom, his opinions and his beliefs, I listen to them and I take part to most of them because he has what I want, right? So therefore, someone is always helping and leading somebody. I said, so in my world, when someone says they don't have time, that's a story. When someone says they don't have money, that's a story. I said, does this lady have cancer? She said, no. I said, is this lady currently going through a terrible divorce? She says, no. I said, is this lady's child been taken hostage? She said, no. I said, then you could have created a different story. And the moment that you create a bigger, more valuable story, now you become a leader. So I said, I'm going to walk you through some steps on how psychologically and neurologically you can change people's stories instantaneously, so now they start to follow you instead of succumbing to a story that has never given them what they want. As you and I know, the common man never has time. The successful man finds the time. The common man never has money. The common man is always a penny short and a second late. It's a story. It's a story that they keep repeating to themselves. So like just like today, I told her there's steps that we can use. There's questions that we can ask. Oprah Winfrey said, the quality of your questions dictates the quality of your life. So if I start asking you questions, that's going to create that's going to make you a little bit more vulnerable. If I initiate the vulnerability, you initiate the vulnerability. Now our vibrancy, our vibration begins to increase. Check this out real quick. Check this out. So there's multiple levels of vibration in the universe, right? The ground has the lowest vibration, and then there's plants, then there's animals, then there's human beings, then there's sound, then there's light, then there's sound, and then there's thoughts. Thoughts have the highest level of vibration in the entire universe. So all I have to do is get you to think just a little different. That's it. Because the minute that I get you to think a little bit different, now you're going to emit an energy that's going to produce a vibration that's going to connect with the frequency of what you want. Adrian, whatever you want has frequencies. Whatever I want has frequencies. If I want to buy a Toyota, that has a certain frequency. If I want to buy a Mercedes, that has a certain frequency. If I want to buy a Rolls Royce, that has a higher frequency. I can attract any of those things as long as I am on the highway. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We got to take a break. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's Dr. Louis Arriaza, Legacy Leadership Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We got Louis Arriaza with us. This guy is amazing and a student of the profession like you've never seen before. Goes through Think and Grow Rich, that big notebook, once a year in Spanish, in English, to the, anybody that wants to learn how to control their mind. This guy is your guy. And I sent the, I sent a big text out to all the leaders in network marketing. It is a bad to the bone list. And those are, that's the rotation of people that we want on this show. But it's generic. It's about your best skills. And I wrote to those guys today, you will learn something you did not know from Louis Arriaza. And that's the, you know, and tomorrow I'm on with Richard Brook live on StreamYard on Facebook. Again, one more time, doing exactly this because we learn. And if we stop learning, we might as well head for the graveyard. Right, Louis?
Amen. Absolutely. You know, everyone has things to do, but then there's things that we need to do, right? My mentor would always tell me circumstances don't change responsibilities. Circumstances do not change responsibilities. All of us have circumstances. All of us, you know, sit in traffic. All of us have kids. All of us are married. All of us have mortgages. It doesn't change the responsibility of being the best person you can be. It doesn't change the responsibility of being a leader. It doesn't change the responsibility of taking people under your wing and helping them transform their lives. So, no, I'm with you 100%, Tom.
How about that day, Eric Worre pulled you out of the crowd and on the stage and just totally ripped your face off with questions, thinking he was going to intimidate you, and you had him for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Do you remember that?
That's awesome. That's been one of the most memorable days in for me in the industry of network marketing. I hold Eric Worre in tremendous high value. He is definitely the epitome of a servant. He has built an empire based on a very strong and duplicatable philosophy. You have all these top people in the world that follow him. From my perspective, his gift is the art of simplicity. You know, he really is able to take a very complex situation and break it down. So when you, Tom Chanel, were able to make that connection and I went there, it was only 4 minutes. It felt like 4 seconds, but it was such a great experience.
You deserve it, man. And more. And a couple of people, the great Nikki Malley, who is an unbelievable networker in her own right, just said you need to be on bigger stages all the time. And that's the truth. And let's all do that. Let's all aspire to be Luis Arriaza. And what I love about this guy, he gets up every day putting the light on everybody but himself, which makes him shine more. And that is all about servant leadership. Right, Luis?
Absolutely. One thing that we've talked a lot about lately, Tom, and I think maybe you and I have kind of touched upon this in one of our, you know, five or six conversations that we have every day, is that, I don't have much time. You know, I don't have much time, and it's relative, right? But, you know, I'm 54 years old. In 2 months, I turn 55, and I don't have much time. The next 20, 30 years are going to go by very, very quickly. So I'm downshifting it and putting the pedal to the metal. I'm redlining it because there's a lot of people that I believe need to hear a message of hope and inspiration. There's a lot of people that need to, that want a better life and are willing to pay the price. They just don't know. You know, they have all the building blocks. They have the wood, and they have the nails, and they have the hammers, and they have the saws, but they just don't have that blueprint yet. And so, you know, both my wife and I feel the same way. You know, we are in a phase in our life, or in a chapter in our life, that it's about let's build as many people as we can as quickly as possible, because life is too short. Life is way, way, way too short. And for me, 20, 30 years is a little bit of time, you know. So I'm passionate about seeing people manifest their lives and seeing people really connect and live their best life. I know it's a cliche that many people use, but I really believe that we can.
And one of the things that I think you have increasingly done over the years that I've known you, you've always done it, but even more so, is that your life is so fully integrated, right? Like, you've got your sons who are playing football, you've got your son Fabian who's working with you, you've got both of your mothers, now one of your mothers, living with, like, everything is together, and it's all kind of in harmony, because it's all one thing. It's not these silos. Like, your life is one. Has that really helped you to be able to sustain the pace that you have?
100%. You know, as right now in my sons, because I was sharing with Adrian that I have three boys, Fabian, Isaiah, and Elijah. And Elijah is an incoming freshman, so he practices every afternoon, Monday through Friday. And Isaiah, he's the quarterback, varsity quarterback, and they practice in the morning. They lift weights and do speed training in the morning, and then they come back in the afternoon for practice. So there's a gap from like 10:30 to 4:30. And a lot of these kids that I've recruited and I've helped recruit to our school, they don't live very close. They may live 30, 40, 50 miles away, and their parents can't leave work, pick them up, take them home, bring them back. So like right now, I have Mike, I have Caden, I have Aiden, I have Ray Ray, I have Gavin. Right now I have five kids here. You know, they're all well fed. They're sleeping right now. We'll wake them up. As soon as I finish this, we wake them up. They eat again, and then they're back. I take them back to practice. Well, now Isaiah does.
We got to take another break. This is going by so fast. We'll be back right after this. Legacy right. Leadership with Adrian and Richard.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. The head of a mercenary group of soldiers in Russia is reportedly calling a halt to his military advance on Moscow. Russian state media says the leader of the Wagner group held talks with the president of Belarus and agreed to de-escalate the situation. Officials in Montana have responded to a train derailment in the Yellowstone River. A freight train plunged into the river today after a bridge collapsed. It happened near Columbus, about 40 miles west of Billings. Oil is leaking into the river. Finding a place of your own might be harder than you think.
The number of people looking to move into their own home was twice as much as available houses in 2021, according to a report by real estate marketplace Zillow. They say there were about 8 million individuals or families who lived in someone else's home and only 3.7 million homes for rent or sale. I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Mega Millions jackpot is growing. It will be worth $343 million Tuesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're back listening to Legacy Leadership with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Richard Brook is such a constant presence in our comments. He's practically our third co-host. We love you, Richard. And we're talking to Luis Arriaza. And he was talking about, before the break, how he has two sons who are in high school, both playing football. And these kids are literally living at his house 3-4 hours a day in between practices. And that has become like one of the great joys of your life, to have all these kids around, right?
Absolutely. When I was very young, and you know, being born and raised in South Central, it was very, very difficult. And one thing that I could never do, I could never have friends over, and I could never go to friends' house. I never, ever, 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 I know it may sound kind of silly, but I never slept over. I never had a sleepover, ever, ever, ever. And when my wife and I, when we met and we started talking and we started to really, you know, connect our values, we realized that, no, our kids are going to experience something very different. So we have created a life where this is a home that these boys know that they're safe. This is a home that these boys know that they can be fed, that they can rest, that they can recuperate, that they can enjoy. This is what we built this home for. I love one of the most one of the best things that we have, that we experience, is walking into our backyard and watching kids just play. You know, we have a basketball court, just play, or they're swimming in the pool. It's not a celebration. It's not a birthday party. It's not a quinceañera. You know, they're just there enjoying themselves. And that, to me, is one of the greatest feelings, because I know it's creating memories for my three boys. I know it's creating, it's their seeds that are moving into the subconscious mind saying, yes, we can have this lifestyle. You know, we can work hard, but then the fruits of that work can be harmony and family and togetherness. And me personally, if I know that my family is well, then I'm at 100%. If I know that my wife is well, then I will walk on water and walk through walls. It doesn't matter. The work, this work here, doing leadership, leading people, that's simple. That's simple compared to the intensity that I seek after having a family that's united and together. My son's 22 years old. Every single morning when I see him walk through the kitchen into the office to trade, it just brings me so much joy, because he's learning something that he can do for the rest of his life, but he's learning it through us and with us. And to me, I can't put a price on that. You know, it's for those moments, and this type of lifestyle to us is priceless.
So it's so awesome. And he, I don't know if you saw it through his comment, he was on here earlier, and you know, to have that, to have, you know, your kids choosing in on the business that you're doing, and to say he is not riding your coattails and he is going and building it himself would be an understatement. I mean, these kids are saying, yes, I want what you have, and I know you are not going to give it to me on a silver platter. I know that you're going to insist I go get it for myself. And they're making that happen, and they're leading, and they're inspiring people many, many years their senior. They're inspiring people their own age, and that just must be the best feeling in the world for you.
It is. Every morning, again, things have changed a little bit because my middle son, Isaiah, now drives. But every morning, I take my youngest son and my middle son to school. And it takes me eight and a half minutes from my driveway to the school campus. So for the first 4 minutes, we're listening to Joe Dispenza, John DeMartini, Bruce Lipton for the first 4.5 minutes. For the next 3 minutes, I'm speaking and I'm elaborating. And then for the last minute, they'll put on some song they want to hear. So every morning is like a seminar. They know this is like a seminar on wheels every single morning. Do they love it? Of course they don't love it. Or would they rather listen to Drake every morning? Yes, they would rather listen to Drake every morning. But, you know, this is our lifestyle. But I know that this leadership and this message, these messages, I know they don't fall on deaf ears, because I hear it when from other people who interact with my boys. And I hear commentary that supports what we're doing. So, you know, it's not something that happens overnight, and it's not something that starts when the kids are 21 years old. It starts when, you know, they're 3 and 4 years old, listening to Jim Rohn as they were, you know, we were driving to an event. So they have, their world is leadership. Their world is personal development. And I'm, you know, that's just become a habit for us.
I will tell you that they pretend they are not listening, and I was, so I'm sure they are too.
Yes, that's right. Of course. even if that's the first time, you know, I remember when I decided to become a chiropractor, and I did a summer internship with this chiropractor, Dr. Raul Moreno, in Southgate, and he didn't pay me, but as a gift, he gave me my first philosophy book. Actually, it's one of these green books back here, one of these green books. And it's called The Philosophy, Science, and Art of Chiropractic. It's about 600 pages, and the writing is very, very tiny. And I didn't understand any of it, but every day at lunchtime, I would read it, and I'd read the whole book, and then I read it again. But although I didn't understand it on the conscious level, there were things that were changing within me, and I didn't know how they were changing, but I know they were changing because my outlook started to change. My perspective started to change. My intention began to change. And here I am, you know, 40 years later, and that made a world of a difference. So, again, I mean, it's just the fact of these thoughts and these activities that are repeated over and over that really impact people's lives and change people and help them become more of what they want.
I totally agree. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about this before the show, and our third co-host chimed in with a really good question. So I'll ask his question, but I'll tee it up first. So we were talking before the show about, you know, there's so many people that show up to company calls, for example, and they're so hungry, and yet they're lacking the systems. They're lacking knowing what to do next. They're lacking the clear, tangible steps and mindsets to get them where they want to go. And so Richard Brooks said, Dr. Lewis, what are the three things you feel an aspiring network marketing leader needs to do and be every day to maintain progress and achieve your goals? So, you know, for whether it's a leader, an aspiring leader, you know, we're all somewhere on that path. What are three things that are key to continue to build that progress, Lewis?
Sure, that's a great question. There's so many different ingredients to become and attain success, right? There's so many different ingredients to help a lot of people and to build a large organization in this space, right? From my experience of 22 years being in this space, I would say that something that's super important is having a purpose. Very, very, very different than setting a goal. Goals are achievable, right? But purpose, you know, what is your purpose in life? Can you take that purpose and apply it and intermingle it in what we do? My purpose is very, very simple. My purpose is to serve God through serving man. Very simple. So if my purpose in life is to serve God through serving man, then man meaning man, universal man and woman, then network marketing is perfect for me. That's why I found myself challenged in chiropractic. I mean, it was a multi-million dollar business for us. We had 7 health centers, but I just began to feel that I was out of purpose because I was seeing a lot of people in the numbers of chiropractic. But when I came across network marketing and the numbers that I could impact were so much larger, that became part of my purpose. So my decision wasn't that difficult. So one, I think that we have to really discover what is our purpose, right? Number two is we have to change our identity. So many people come into the space, and I said earlier, they are a construction worker, they are a mechanic, they're a homemaker, they're a baker, they're a cook, they're a real estate agent, and all those things are beautiful, and all those things are wonderful. If that is what you see yourself doing for the rest of your life, if you believe that you can impact the world, whatever, as big as the world is, if you believe you can impact the world doing those things, then continue doing them. But if not, then we have to change, and we have to change our identity. I always tell people, there's two times when we begin. We begin when we get involved in this space, and then we begin when the space gets involved with us, right? We move into it, but then there's another day when it moves into us, and that's what we call getting the big idea. So having a purpose, having the identity, because we're only going to do things that are in alignment with our identity. So I'm not a thief, okay? I don't need to tell you that, but I'm not a thief, right? So I'm not going to have thoughts. So if I see a diamond ring on a table, my initial thought is not going to be, oh, let me take it, because I don't identify with that. Now, if I would have been raised differently, if I have different circumstances and my identity is different, then it would lead me to do these things, right? So therefore, one is purpose, two is identity, and three is having an exuberant amount of faith, really living by faith, making sure that the Bible says, speak of what is not as if it is. If anyone in the world has accomplished it, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, beating stage 4 pancreatic cancer. It doesn't matter if you've lost everything and you're, you know, 70 years old. It doesn't mean if you've been in 15 different companies, whatever it may be, you have to have a legendary faith. I mean, you have to muster up, and I'm telling you, you have to muster up this courage to live by faith and speak things into existence that do not exist, regardless of what literature says, regardless of what experts say, regardless of what your mom and your dad and your brother and your sister say, regardless of all those things. If you have this faith, the Bible says the faith of a mustard seed moves mountains. We don't need to move mountains. We just need to recruit people. That's all we need to do, right? So so if you live that way, right? And every day you wake up, every day I tell people, I go to sleep, I go to bed, I go to sleep poor, rich, and I wake up poor, and I get on my horse every day by faith. I get on my phone by faith. I start, you know, dialing for dollar, calling for cash by faith. I start knocking on doors by faith. I start walking people and meeting people by faith, thinking and feeling that you have been placed in my life because God has ordained you to be placed in my life. So either you can help me or I can help you. Usually I can help you. So purpose, identity, and faith, I would say, are some of the top three things that we people that have succeeded somehow, some way, we weave these three elements into their success.
You epitomize it. And I'm in a real great position to watch you when nobody thinks you're watching. And I get to see you live and die with your purpose. And I will never see you betray your integrity or your belief in this business and try to get people to take a shortcut or anything else, because it's living in service. And I love that about you. And literally everything you do is the same thing, whether it's your faith, whether it's your family, whether it's your sports, whether it's your business. It's just the same thing over and over and over again, showing people they can be you. And that's the key, is letting people believe that they can be you, and you win, right? So we got to take another break, the final segment coming up. But I'll tell you one thing right now. You are with a rock star right here. If you don't reach out and talk to him, get some coaching, you're out of your mind. We'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We've got the great Luis Ariaza with us. You want to get hold of him. He does generic coaching. He does generic training. He is everywhere. He's on Eric Worre's stage. He should be in the four-year career next time. I can't believe it. And on and on and on, because this guy is as big as they get and as committed as they get. It's so crazy. I went to his house. And it was a nice house. And he said, see that house down there? And I said, yeah. He says, I'm going to buy it for my dad. So I said, that sounds good. So then he buys the house for his dad, and he loves his dad, and his mother-in-laws are living in the house with him. And he says, you see that house right up there? He goes, yeah. He says, I'm going to buy it. I go, why? He goes, because it would cost me so much money to have a basketball court and a swimming pool put in. I'm just going to buy that place and sell this one. I go, sure you will. Next thing I know, he owns that house. So I go to see that house. It is unbelievable. And I go, you have reached the top of the mountain. He goes, oh, no. That's the top of the mountain. I said, what's up there? He says, an unbelievable house. I said, what about it? He says, I'm going to buy it. And he will. And that's what you had the minute you hit something. That means you go hit something else. That's the guy. This guy's, and his house is unbelievable. When he talks basketball court, he's talking Nuggets quality basketball court. Unbelievable, Dr. Luis. I love who you are. I love your commitment to family. I love your commitment to God and community and everything you do. And it's transcending into those unbelievable kids of yours. So keep up the great work.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Well, you know, again, if for those of you listening and or watching, one of the best things that I have done, one thing that I've done correctly in my life, and I've done this for 30 years, is have a mentor. That's to me, has been the alpha and the omega. It's been the beginning and the end. I had one mentor who mentored me for 19 years, and I'm talking about like a serious mentorship protege relationship. He passed on, and Tommy has been mentoring me for the last 11 years. And it's just, when I come across people that want to better their life in business, better their life in a relationship, and they don't have a mentor, in my mind, it's like, wow, you're making things so much more difficult, because you will come across people like Tom Chenault. You'll come across people that have had this vast experience of life, and they've had tremendous highs and some lows, but now those become life lessons for people like me, right? And then if you come across people that have those experiences and are willing to teach them to you, now you found your quad. You found the gold. You found the gold mine that's never ending. So it's not easy, but when you have a mentor that's willing and capable to take you by the hand and lead you, things become much more doable.
And Mike, you know, you're a what's your title? You're what all the stuff? Luis Ariaza, chiropractor, what is it?
The chiropractor.
Okay, what's the acronym for that? Like CHR or something?
DC.
Okay, DC, good. Mine's DD. And Richard Brook just put that I'm the mentor to the stars, and he's wrong. I have got a DD, Tom Chenault DD, and that means doctorate and drunk, because I am telling you one thing right now. My purpose in this life is to help those people turn into
right.
people like
yes.
you and Richard Brook, to find the beauty in them where they can rise up in the ashes of the past to become great human beings. And I know thousands of them. And Darren Price, Prince, that's going to be on next week, is of my recovery group. He's coming to Colorado to stand on the top of Red Rocks Amphitheater and have me hand him his 15-year sobriety chip. Why? Because we've all been down there.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been down there. The mark of a man is getting back up and getting up there and staying up there. That's what I want for all of you. I am more proud of my relationship with him, Courtney, and Dominic, my little boy, than anything under the planet and my marriage. And I emulated it off of you and Richard Brook and so many people. Unbelievable. So, yeah, fact.
Absolutely. And if I can share this, you know, we need to surround ourselves with people like us or better. There's a quote that says, when a hero falls, cowards rejoice. And there's a lot of cowards in the universe.
Put that up.
That are waiting for a hero to fall. There's a lot of cowards that are waiting for somebody to stumble and to trip and to lose and to go bankrupt and file for divorce. But that does not deter us, because we know that they're just that way because they would probably wish to have a life like yours, to have a life like Richard Brook, to have a life like Eric Ray. You know, they just wish. But many of them aren't willing to pay that price. Many, you know, I've seen you, Tom, get on those calls with your friends and with the Alcoholics Anonymous and get on daily calls. And I know that you prioritize it, because even when you come here, you always excuse yourself for an hour at different times because you got to get on that call. And I've been on a couple calls, and I've been a little uncomfortable. I've never drank in my life, but I've been a little uncomfortable because it's heavy. It's deep. It's a lot of stuff. It's layers and layers upon layers of toxicity and hurt and pain and dishonesty. And you sit in the eye of the storm with them, and it takes that. It's a lot, you know. So it's important for us to have this group, this group of people that believe in us, and we believe in them, because when we stumble, as everyone stumbles once, twice, 10 times in their lives, there's a lot of people that are just applauding and can't wait for that stumble to come a fall. But there's always going to be a few of us that are going to rally together and say, no, let's just dust ourselves off and let's keep going.
That's it, man. And Paul Van Dieven's one of my boys. And we are all going to do it next week. It's going to be a recovery show. It is going to be a hope show. This guy's also was smoking Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali's agent. He's the real deal. You're going to have some fun next week, just like we had this week. Reach out to Luis Ariaza. We love you. We'll see you all next week on the Legacy Leadership Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.